The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Good to be back again. Another beautiful day to get out and enjoy.
It's a great weekend. We got a little rain in the forecast, but here it is, almost the end of June and getting well into our summer. We're really glad you joined us this morning. Biz Talk is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter. We're really happy to bring this to you, and we'll be telling you a little bit about our Score Chapter and Score in general during the program. Our guest this morning is Brian Gottlieb. Brian is owner and founder of Tundra Land, and we're going to learn a little bit more about how Brian got his company started and what does he really focus on to continue the success and the growth of his company. So, good morning, Brian, and welcome to Biz Talk.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, Randy. Appreciate it.
Good to have you.
It's really good to have you on the show again, Brian. And I also want to mention that Brian and Tundra Land have been a sponsor of Biz Talk this past year. We want to thank you for that support. That's meant a lot to us at the Score
thank
Chapter.
You.
Brian, tell us a little bit about yourself and what does Tundra Land do and where you're located. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, Tundra Land is a home improvement company that services the entire state of Wisconsin. We have locations in Madison. We have locations in Milwaukee. And we're opening up another location in Wausau. And our main office is right here in Kokona, Wisconsin.
Kokona.
Yeah. So we're a home improvement company. We have 175 employees. And we focus on sunrooms, bathrooms, replacement windows, walk-in tubs for the aging population, and our newest line, Decks in a Day. So, you know, we like to serve the people of Northeast Wisconsin and take good care of them so that they can stay in their home and be happy.
Well, I know that a lot of people see Tundra Land all over the place.
Sure.
There are billboards, you're on the radio,
you're
all over. You're really big on not only marketing, but doing public relations, goodwill things. Give us some examples of what are some of the goodwill things you do over there at Tundra Land, Brian, and what does that mean to your company?
Well, sure. So our mission is to do well and do good. In other words, to make a decent profit decently. And that's really an important foundation for the business. So the goodwill we do in the community just proves that. So we have Mile of Music coming up in just a little bit.
And I know you're a little involved.
Yeah, we're
in
a little involved. So we're the presenting sponsor of Mile of Music. You know, we'll invest six figures into Mile of Music to help original artists have a platform where they can perform and at the same time making music free for the residents for 4 days.
Yep.
Other examples is our Windows for a Cause program that we do. So as we take windows out of people's homes, the old windows, instead of throwing them in the trash, we work with local artists and community members and business owners to turn these old windows into beautiful pieces of art. And then once a year, we put these art pieces on display at the Performing Arts Center, and we do a silent auction, and the money raised goes to make a positive impact in the life of an individual.
Who loses, right?
Right, and you know, that's every business has an opportunity to really make a significant impact if they choose to look through that lens.
I see that you target the outcomes of some of these again towards veterans, both current veterans and Vietnam and other era vets. So you not only focus on just the individual on the regular community, but you also focus on individuals. How do you pick these ideas together? I mean, you get all kinds of things, I'm sure, pitched to you. How do you sit down and decide, oh, this one seems like a good one?
Sure. So the interesting thing is we do a free project for somebody just about every single month.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we find that person is we have approximately 40 salespeople, designers that go into people's homes all the time. And again, 175 employees. What we do, the way we find many of these people is we have a nomination process through our employees.
Okay.
If they know somebody that could really benefit from a free project, they capture that person's information and they petition our company as to why this person should be chosen.
Okay.
And then the rest of the company responds by actually doing the project.
Sure.
So it really rallies everybody together behind a united cause. And again, once again, it deepens the culture of our business.
If you're listening and you have a question for Brian, please give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Brian, you've given us a quick overview of what the company does and everything. Let's go back a little bit.
Sure.
And when you started the company,
yeah,
what was your vision? How did you identify? And the other question would be is it today what you thought it would be when you started?
Right. So when I started the business, the year was 2009. And as we know what happened in 2008 and 2009.
Yeah, not one of the better times to get into business.
But a time of opportunity, too.
It was a time of opportunity. A lot of companies went out of business,
yes,
especially in the construction industry. But that left a lot of real good quality people hungry to do work,
yes,
good craftsmen. So when I started the business in 2009, I started it in the back of a friend's warehouse, on a white plastic folding table with only $3,000 in cash. That was not my choice, though. The banks just weren't lending money at that
right,
time.
Right.
So that was all I had.
Oh, yeah.
So, but we started this business with the idea that we could be a different type of home improvement company where we can really seek to understand the customer and figure out ways that, look, in every market, how can we disrupt the current market? How can we bring different products to customers in different ways, make it more affordable, make it easier to do business, and just change the norm of doing business? And I think that anybody that's done business with Tundraland understands some of the real benefits to what we do. So that was the original idea. Has it grown from there? Oh my gosh, has it grown?
Yes, it is.
Has it expanded and has it changed somewhat? It's gotten deeper, and we've really become more in touch with who we are.
You were talking a little bit in the pre-show about defining the need, identifying a need out there. Everybody's kind of doing it the same way, but there's a need out there. And then you came along with a process, a design build, if you will. We're going to do it differently, but we're going to do it better.
That's right. So whether you're in the home improvement business or you're in the tech industry or you're in the service industry, or it doesn't really matter what business you're in, I promise you, if you're a business owner and you're looking through the lens of your business, there's a segment of the customer base that's dissatisfied with the way business is being functioned.
Absolutely.
The way it functions. If you could figure out how to solve that dissatisfaction, you actually become, like we were talking about earlier, a disruptor in the market.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's really a point of differentiation that you can hang your hat on.
That's your opportunity to grow where everybody else is not looking at that.
It certainly is, and it only comes, you only learn about the dissatisfaction in the market by talking to customers,
mm-hmm,
and really asking those kind of questions.
So who does the listening, and how much listening do you do when you're talking about that concept?
The listening is ongoing, isn't it? It's constantly asking true discovery questions from your customers, not just about what they need, not just about what they want, but also what does the customer value?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and where are those value gaps out in the market so that we can say, okay, even as our business grows, what is that next innovation we need to bring to the table? How do we continue to listen to our customers and say, how can we continue to provide even more value?
Let's move from that white table.
Sure.
With 2-3 people and $3,000 in the warehouse to where you are today.
Right.
You were the visionary. You were the guy saying, let's look for the need. Let's listen to the people. Now you have 175 people in the company. Mm-hmm. You can't be at every one of them's at their sides listening
right.
to the customer.
That's right.
So how do you instill that in your company? Because so many business owners are good doing it themselves, but when they have to start delegating, they start to lose control. How did you make that transition?
From day one, the idea is that to be the company we want to be, we have to have a consistent process of doing things. And therefore, that means we, first and foremost, must be the best training organization out there. So we're constantly, constantly training and working and sharpening our skills. And because of that, and we also create a culture where it's very safe to offer recommendations within the company.
Mm-hmm.
The philosophy is called Kaizen. It's a Japanese word. It actually
yes.
means good change.
Yes.
And what it also means is that the people closest to the customer are really going to understand where the best opportunity for growth is. So as a business owner, I have to give them a path that they can have that conversation back through the organization.
Okay.
And that's a Kaizen principle.
And nobody's stepping on them for coming up with a dumb idea.
That's right. And that's right. It's a good point.
You know, everybody's got a good idea, and it's the recognizing the difficulty with the client relationship is really an opportunity for your company to excel.
It's the idea, the notion that if you say it, so, I'll share a quick story with you, if I may. May 6th, 1954, probably one of the most important sports records of all time was set. The most important sports record, I think, was set. Mm-hmm. Because what made that day so special is that on May 5th, 1954, you could have had 100 doctors in a room, and they would have said what happened on May 6th could never be done. Okay. On May 6th, 1954, Roger Bannister ran the four-minute mile.
Yes.
Okay, that record.
I actually watched that on TV.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Okay, so that you know that record
I'm
stood.
I'm old.
So that record stood in place forever, the four-minute mile, nobody could do it. But right after Roger Bannister ran a four-minute mile, within a few months, another 30 people ran a four-minute mile.
Yes.
Roger Bannister created a new level. Okay, he created a new real
standard.
A new standard. And in business is the same thing.
Yes.
Once you create that new standard, everybody else rises to it. In fact, today there's nothing special about running a 4-minute mile.
That's right. No.
I mean,
right.
I can't do it, but
that's slow today. 4 minutes is a slow. You'll never see a 4-minute runner win a mile race.
Yeah. And what's interesting in business and even in personal life, we each have our 4-minute mile that we're running, that we can run if we choose to really believe in ourselves and to believe in each other.
So it's the process.
It sure is.
And you said that in the beginning. That's develop right. the process. And if the process works, the company can be successful.
It's process, it's people, and those things are really, really important.
Do you actually have a time, for instance, every week or every few days or however, where you actually bring your staff in or people come have a time to meet to discuss some of this thing, or is it more just random?
We intentionally have training. It's called Tundra Land University,
okay.
And it's an intentional training program that we take people through, and even after they graduate, they have to continue to get recertified. So just to put this into perspective, we install about 200 bath remodeling projects a month. Okay, a month. Our guys are very, very good. They're the best in the business. Just this past Friday, we shut down our installations, brought everybody back in along with our designers, and we had 30 people in there retraining and recertifying. Why? Not because they don't know what they're doing. Of course they do. It's just like the Green Bay Packers and the importance of their practice and practicing with other. They don't practice with high school kids. They practice with other NFL players, the best in the league, and they practice like they play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really sharpens our skill. The moment we think we're so good we no longer have to practice is the moment we're in trouble as a business.
Okay.
And I think in my experience in banking and other businesses, when you bring everybody in like you do, it shows that you appreciate them and you're listening to them. And there's a forum where they can speak and make suggestions.
It's important. People have to know that they're drop in the ocean. Look, each and every one of us offer a drop to the ocean. But without our unique drop, the ocean would be that much less.
Yeah.
People have to know that they actually make a difference in a business. They have to know that they're part of building something terrific.
And Maslow's theory of gratification, being appreciated is the number one thing. It's not payroll.
That's what I was going to get to. Is, you know, again, when people do bring things like this, do you actually have some forms of recognition for contributing to the benefit of the company?
Yeah, we certainly do. On the installation side, it's always easy. If you're a business owner listening or a sales manager, it's always easy to find, you know, cool ways to incentivize a sales force.
Right.
But that's just one piece of the business, right? The excellence comes. That's where expectations are set. It's not where they're met.
Mm-hmm.
Expectations are met in the delivery of the product and the way you install it and all those kind of things. We have a fantastic rewards program for our installation team. In fact, at any given, if you like college football, you might see stickers on the helmet of a player. Well, likewise, on the doors of our installation vehicles are covered with red stars for a rewards program we have when installers do something that's really special, not just for the homeowner, but to make a better business.
Okay.
And it's really neat. So when we tell a customer, hey, you've got a 27-star installer coming to your home today, it's pretty neat. And they wear these stars like badges, and they should because they're well-deserved. They're well-earned.
They've earned it. Yep.
Yeah, great.
We're
going to
take our first break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We're talking this morning with Brian Gottlieb of Tundra Land. And you're listening to 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today. Alberts and Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vanderwall of Vanderwall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions, and that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank, we make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking this morning with Brian Gottlieb, the owner and founder of Tundra Land, and we're learning about how he started his company, his business philosophies, and his tremendous growth and success. Before we get back to Brian, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our Fox City Score chapter. We are known as Score Fox Cities. We're located in the Fox Cities Chamber Building in the lower level. They've been a great landlord for us for 42 years. We've been in the Valley. Our chapter has 55 mentors. Folks who have been in business or maybe are still in business, but they have an expertise in an area that might be useful to you as a business owner or someone who's looking to start a company. You can reach out to get some free confidential mentoring from our SCORE mentors at foxcities.score.org. We are one of about 350 chapters around the country, and our chapter services an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. So if you're in business and you'd like to grow or you have a problem to solve or would like to take advantage of an opportunity, or if you're looking to start a company, please visit our website at foxcities.score.org, fill out the application for mentoring assistance, hit the send button, and within 24 to 48 hours, a SCORE mentor with experience in the area of your need will be contacting you to set up your first meeting. And remember, SCORE is for the life of your business, not just for one meeting. Brian, we were talking a little bit in the first segment of the program about your history, your driving philosophies, and how you've grown the company and how you look at the industry and everything. And you mentioned you have 175 employees. Managing one employee can be a hassle. So you really have to have a good system and good systems in place for 175. Mm-hmm. You mentioned mentorship. You have a mentoring program for your employees. And what are employment opportunities like today at Tundra Land?
Yeah, so, and really we focus on not necessarily the management side, we focus on the leadership side. Mm-hmm. So you're right, 175 employees means we have to have layers of leadership. And the thing about leadership isn't about title or position. Leadership is about how we interact with the person next to us. How do we help the person standing next to us accomplish things greater than they ever thought possible on their own? Mm-hmm. And that opportunity is available for anybody inside of our organization. And it's not just that it's available, it's encouraged. So to have an active mentorship program, so we actively mentor people. We look for people that are eager to find, to move up the ranks of the business, to take on more responsibility, to make a bigger impact in more individuals. Mm-hmm. And that's really one of the defining factors. So we're constantly looking for people that really want to take that next step up. 75% of our employees came to us with no experience in the home improvement business. Okay. 75%.
Wow.
So that's a huge percentage.
So what do you look for in an employee if they don't have any experience in the industry? Everybody says, I can't hire you. You don't have any experience. But you're hiring people without experience.
We certainly are, because we look for, number one, can we develop them? Number two, do they have the right, and this isn't any particular order, do they have the right character? You know, do they have some level of competency, right? Mm-hmm. And are they driven to become better than wherever they are today?
Self-starters.
That's right. Do they want to take that next step in life? Are they willing? You know, if we can only reach our hand out just part of the way, can they reach their hand out the rest of the way to join us? And that's really, and it goes back to the defining piece of our business, which isn't, by the way, our point of differentiation isn't our product. I want to be clear
on
that.
Right.
Is our product the best you can get? Absolutely. But our true point of differentiation are the people inside of our business, our culture. In fact, I love the expression that if you want to try to copy our performance, you must first copy what's going on inside of our people's heads.
Yeah, like Lombardi, he said the Bears know we're going to be running a left-end sweep. Let them stop us. We're just going to outperform them, right?
That's right.
The same thing.
Yeah, that's right.
And you mentioned service is a key word for you, too. Mm-hmm. It's servicing the client, servicing the member.
Right. It's our customers are going to judge us based on where their expectations were set,
yes,
and how we meet that or exceed that with our performance. Mm-hmm. So we are very much in a face-to-face service industry. So we have to establish the right expectations, and then we have to meet or exceed that, and that's how you create a raving fan.
And it sounds like, though, that's also what you do with your employee, is clearly establish those expectations. Is that follows through into that concept?
That's exactly accurate. That's 100% accurate. And when an employee comes onto Tundraland, look, we don't hire everybody. I want to be clear on that.
Mm.
We hire the right people. We're selective. If somebody is just looking for a job, you know, we might not be the right fit. We're very transparent to what our culture is, to what the expectations are, mm-hmm, to where we want to take individuals, and we ask, and if it's right for them, they're going to have a great journey, but there are no surprises about the opportunity. And that's really
that's
important.
That's a great way to do it. And mm-hmm, that, yep, for any size business, that's important.
It sure is.
Okay.
Brian, before we break off here, tell us how folks can get a hold of you or someone at the company. Say someone out there listening wants to go apply for a job at Tundraland. How would they do that?
Yeah, we do have a career page on our website, which is tundraland.com.
Okay.
And if you've never heard my phone number before, you can always call 1-800-TUNDRALAND.
Gee, so, I don't know where I've ever heard that.
So, yeah, but we do have a careers page. We are always actively looking for talent. So,
you're a growing company. You need talent.
And if it's a great job if somebody's maybe going back to college and they want to work in our marketing team for the summer, or if they're really looking for a career in sales or installation, we're certainly hiring.
Tundraland.com.
Absolutely.
1-800-TUNDRALAND.
1-800-TUNDRALAND. Tundraland.com.
Thanks, Brian. We're going to take our second break now. We'll come back on the other side. And we're talking with Brian Gottlieb of Tundraland, and you're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY at 103.5 FM.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking this morning with Brian Gottlieb of Tundraland. We're learning a lot about Tundraland and Brian's business philosophy, and there's a lot of good stuff here. We told you a little bit about SCORE in our last segment, and in addition to the free and confidential mentoring we do, we also put on a number of seminars during the year. Randy, what's up? What's coming up on our calendar?
Well, right now we have a partnership that we are working with the Home Builders Association of Fond du Lac and Dodge County down in Fond du Lac. We have a program that's coming up on February the 28th, very shortly. It is from 4 to 6:30 in the evening, and the title is Taking the Mystery Out of Bidding and Estimating. This isn't just for, you know, this is for anybody who has to do that type of thing in your business. The Business Association is going to be presenting that. It has a $25 fee, and you can register for it on our website at foxcities.score.org. The presentation is, as I said, down in Fond du Lac. And we recommend it to anybody who's interested in finding out what they need to do, take the secrecy out of that particular area. So, again, there's some seats left. It is coming up on the 28th. So please, you know, get involved with it as soon as possible. Other things, too, if you're looking for help with other programs and so on, the Fox Cities website has a lot of webinars that you can take advantage of. And also the score.org website, our national site, has many, many webinars that you can take to help you to be able to build your business. So a lot of educational opportunities.
Yep. The presenter in Fond du Lac is Cheryl Muscus, president of Muscus Management Corporation. Probably a name familiar to the folks in Fond du Lac, but it should be a very worthwhile seminar for you to attend. In addition to that, we also, SCORE, participates with Fox Valley Tech in a weekly 1 Million Cups program every Wednesday morning throughout the country at 9 o'clock. The Kauffman Foundation started a program where entrepreneurs get together and they talk about their business and they have a little discussions about how entrepreneurs can make their businesses more successful. So you're invited. It's free to come out to Fox Valley Tech, the Bordini Center, Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Have a cup of coffee, compliments of the Copper Rock Coffee House, and explore entrepreneurism and meet a lot of good, great people. 9 o'clock at the Bordini Center, Fox Valley Tech. Brian, we were talking in the last segment about mentorship and employees and so on. Before I ask you this next question, I just want to give out the phone numbers if anyone wants to call in at 281-1150 in Appleton. Give us a call at 281-1150. We'd love to hear from you. Also, the TDS Metricom toll-free line outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. Brian, in your company, you started with innovation. You continue to innovate. You're encouraging innovation. You want to hear from everybody. Tell us how you, some of the results of that innovation. What have you learned from your attempts to encourage innovation, communication from not only your employees, but maybe from people outside your company?
Sure. So what's interesting about innovation, first of all, I think it was Henry Ford that said, if I would have asked my customers what they want, they would have said a faster horse.
Mm-hmm.
So, exactly. So really you have to get beyond, I mean, innovation is, it has to be so ingrained in an organization. And we focus on innovation. How can we innovate the hiring process? I'm mm-hmm. sure there are a lot of people out there, especially in the construction industry, that struggle and say, I can't find talent.
Right.
You know, we can't find talent. Well, so how do we innovate that? We grow talent. Is how we innovate that. We say, okay, instead of trying to, you know, all fight over a small pool, let's widen that pool. So mm-hmm. how do you innovate the hiring process? How do you innovate the training process so it's really effective, right? Marketing. How does one innovate the way we communicate our message to the consumer? It's a big part of what we do. We feel we're very innovative in the way we market our
Absolutely.
Business for a home improvement company. How do we innovate the way we communicate to our customer? And lastly, how do we innovate the customer experience? So while when they might think that they're coming in and just getting a bathroom model or a house full of replacement windows, and they end up realizing what they really got was an amazing remodeling experience that transcends the industry. So innovation happens, you know, but it starts by really trying to have patience and find the dissatisfaction within a market. And that's important.
And taking advantage of it.
Yeah, we should talk about that for a moment, too, if you
sure.
could, if we don't
sure,
mind.
Absolutely.
So, again, if you're listening to this show, every single industry, regardless, there is dissatisfaction within the industry you're in. There
mm-hmm.
is absolutely dissatisfaction. And sometimes we think, we take it for granted and say, yeah, there's dissatisfaction, but that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but disruptors, innovators say, who says that's the way it has to be?
Right.
Innovators say, how can I change that? How can I create satisfaction for my customers and then change the way business is brought to my non-customers
Henry Ford said, I've got something better than a faster horse.
That's right.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's right.
Today we know.
Yeah, that doggone car, is that going to stick around or what? Is that going to catch on?
350 horsepower.
Yeah. Now, right. I'll buy one, but it's got to have a place where I can put my buggy whip.
You know? Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, yeah. Innovation is a challenging thing. It's easy to become discouraged when you're looking to innovate. A lot of people are saying it can't be done. We tried that. Nobody else is doing it. But you really have to have a vision on what you want to accomplish. But then you have to develop the process. Now we get into that process concept. Mm-hmm. And everything in your company seems to have a process to it.
everything. There's a process for everything.
There's a process for reviewing the process.
There certainly is. And it's not that we're a bunch of robots. I don't mean that mm-hmm. at all. Again, the whole right. philosophy of Kaizen is because that means good change, everybody in the organization can make the company better, and we encourage that to happen through the process by creating a better process. But the point is, as a business, I believe that if it's not written down, it doesn't exist.
Okay.
We might have an idea. We might have a way of doing things. But if it's not written down, there's no guarantee it's being done. So it starts by writing down the process.
Excellent.
So if it's not written down, it doesn't exist. That's what forms the process. And then the process, we all, even the owner, even myself, the president of the organization, I too must be loyal to the process even when I don't want to be.
So it's not a do as I say, not as I do thing.
Correct. And that's so important, right?
So
right.
many are
oh,
like
absolutely.
That,
Well, I think we talked a little bit about this too. Is you know you're constantly reviewing, you're constantly getting input from your employees and so on. One of the things that small businesses get bogged down in is constantly then meeting. You have a meeting to meet about this. You have a meeting to meet. How do you avoid that pitfall, that trap?
Yeah. So we don't. It's not death by meeting in our organization at all. We'd never get anything done. However, we believe that it's about frequent touches, constant okay. touches of people and coaching moments and opportunity moments and moments of expressing appreciation and letting people know where they got it right. So again, going back to the Green Bay Packers, what the Packers do so well is after a game, win or lose, they watch the film from the game that was just played. Now, why in the world would they watch the film if they won the game? I mean, why would they do that?
Mm.
Because even in the moments that we win, there are still opportunities to improve. So it's not about having meetings. It's about having ways to reflect and giving people time to reflect, not just on themselves, but on the way that they're interacting with others. And that's mm-hmm. so important in a company.
Yeah, you also, in that same area, you mentioned the roles that people play. And the term we got into talking about a little bit was a little bit about role conflict. Mm-hmm. How do you manage that problem?
Right. So role conflict is very common in an organization. If you might have an organization that maybe is focused on delivering customer satisfaction and excellence to the consumer and just delighting the customer, but you might have a sales force that's compensated based on results and driving revenue. And that's classic role conflict where the sales team has to go out and get that next sale and close out that month. They're all focused on customer satisfaction until the month is ready to close.
Right.
And now they're trying to hit their numbers. And that's where role conflict happens. So it really is about communicating an overall vision of a business constantly and frequently and communicating the vision of a business and eliminating as much role conflict as possible in your process. And again, another piece of innovation because it's perfectly normal for a company, for a sales organization to chase sales targets and a production organization to chase install targets. But at the end of the day, what do we really want? We want customers. We want delighted customers. That's first and foremost is what must happen.
Okay.
So in your world with conflict resolution and so on, you have to have a process for conflict resolution. So if Randy and I are working in your company, Randy's in sales, I'm in installations, and we're hitting a grind there, we have an issue, we have a way to go, we have somewhere to go to solve the problem.
Correct. And also, it's so also important to if the two of you are having an issue, and I'm sure you two never have issues.
Oh, God.
It's also to be honest and recognize what each person's what the contribution is to the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I think sometimes what happens is when we step out of realizing what that other person really does offer an organization, we then start to build a divide instead of a bridge. And that's really important.
You mentioned something too, Brian, about someone bringing a problem to a manager or to you. You want them to bring a solution with it, not just the problem. Think about a solution.
Right.
Bring a suggestion.
So the idea of a often in business, what's treated in business when we think we're dealing with problem solving, we're really not dealing with problem solving. We're dealing with symptom solving. So often people confuse the difference between a problem and a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just take a sales organization. If you're on a sales team out there and maybe you didn't have a good month in sales, maybe your sales closing average was down or your mm-hmm. sales numbers were down. Is that the problem or is that a symptom of the problem? And often at the very end is a symptom and, mm-hmm. and not to just attack the symptom, but go through a five why. Mm-hmm. Why do we have a bad month? Oh, we have a bad, mm-hmm. and really analyzing what the real core problem is.
Drill down into it.
So what we ask of our employees when there's a problem is to actively participate in that 5-why analysis to help. Let's find out the real root cause so we can take action on it and solve it.
Okay, so don't hide it under the rug. Don't make light of it, but get in there and find out why.
Why?
Yep.
You bet. You bet. That's very important.
Brian, you mentioned that your processes are written down,
mm-hmm.
and it's not really a process unless it's written down,
right.
because nobody can follow it then. It's just a moment's impulse if it's not written down. So the processes are all written down, but the processes are never finished. The goal is to keep them the best possible. The goal is not to finish that process. It's always going to get better.
When we talk about innovation, it's constant innovation on how we can – how we're never satisfied, never to be satisfied, to say, how can we go that extra yard? How do we mm-hmm. constantly improve? Just to share with you, it's written down to the point where when you meet, if you were, and I challenge you to call 1-800-TUNDRALAND and pick up the phone, and for sure they're going to answer the phone. It's a beautiful day at Tundraland. Thank you for calling during summer deal days. This is Brian. How may I help you? Or whatever their name is. So the very scripted way to answer the phone. But there's also a very scripted way that we handle our outside marketing team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's scripted the way that our salespeople handle things. And it's also scripted the way our installers handle customers. Not that everybody follows a script, but we have to first start there,
yes.
so that we can teach people that these are the ways we want our business, our cult, our these are the ways we want our points of differentiation and our business communicated to the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Okay, so you know where you want to go, and you know use the plan.
If you don't know where you want to go, you'll never even know if you get there.
Exactly. Exactly right. So many companies today, unfortunately, you walk into a place of business and you're not even greeted.
Right.
And it's very cold and it's rude. Sometimes you just feel like walking away and turning around, walk out. In Tundraland, you've totally reversed all of that. And it's an infectious expectation by peer that everybody's going to step up and do that.
Right, and you've had Kyle on this show before,
yes,
and
yeah.
Kyle does a great job.
Yes,
he's our senior brand manager. There are 65 people on Kyle's team.
That's right.
Which is our face-to-face marketing team. You'll see us at Farmers Market.
I was going to say, I think I've seen a few of your trucks here and there.
Yeah, we're all over the place. But not in an aggressive way, in a very pleasant way in the community, because it's all about community involvement. But that doesn't happen by itself. That happens with Kyle does a great job really communicating the culture of the business to his people, but then also teaching them the way to communicate it in a way that's both efficient and effective.
And friendly.
And friendly.
You know, relationship focused, not just another bathroom install.
Not transactional.
They want to take care of that veteran or that elderly couple, or whatever the job might be.
When we install a home improvement project for somebody, not only do we have a lifetime warranty on the product, but we have actually a lifetime warranty on the labor.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as somebody owns a home, for whatever reason, if they have a problem, they give us a call, we can come out, and we can take care of it for free. If we didn't have the right people performing the work, and from the way we set expectations in the beginning to the way we deliver them at the install, I wouldn't be in business that's why that whole but we know we're so confident in the training model that we've put forth that we can
Very
put
true.
That kind of a warranty for the homeowner.
Very
Sounds
true.
Good.
With that, we're going to take our last break, Brian. We'll be coming back
sure.
on the other side, wrap up the show. You're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business, from contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found the new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes!
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance. Fox, helping you make life happen. Now with 19 locations. Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHayling.com today. Alberts and Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to our final segment. We're glad to have you back for the final part of our show this morning with Brian Gottlieb of Tundraland. Before we get back to Brian, we'd just like to say thank you to our sponsors for BizTalk and for the Score Chapter. And those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hayling CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC, Byline Bank, and our guest this morning, Tundraland, Brian Gottlieb. Thank you, Brian, for all the support you've provided for Score and BizTalk. Also want to thank Zach Pawlowski at Candeo Creative for building and maintaining our website at biztalkwithscore.com, where you can go listen to archived shows going back 5 or 6 years now. And also thanks to Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at The Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or going into business and not subscribed to Business News, gosh, for only $20 a year, you can get some really good information that's going to help you keep abreast of the business community in your area, and you can really benefit from it. So check it out, The Business News, for $20 a year. Brian, we were talking during the show and different things. Great program this morning, your perspectives, your focus on employees and self-performance and excellence and mm-hmm. process and innovation. Very good stuff. In terms of how you started your company, can you share a time when you thought, gosh, it's not going to work or whatever. And then you busted through it.
Yeah, that would be the first day.
Yeah.
What did I do?
Yeah. There's something about no business plan has ever survived the first client.
Yeah. But I plugged the phone in the wall and it didn't ring. And I'm like, what happened here? I thought I have a business.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't they know?
So it's really the transition of before one starts a business to taking that first step to actually saying, okay, I'm putting out a sign, I'm starting a business. And the thing, what are the things that first of all stop us from doing that, right? And it mm-hmm. really does drive around a word called FUD. FUD. Okay. FUD is at the core. If you're in sales, it's at the core of every objection you're going to get. FUD stands in the way of us really reaching our full potential. And what FUD stands for, it stands for fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And it's really about really how do you have confidence in yourself and really taking that first step. What I'll share with you, in my personal opinion, is that if you put your head on the pillow at night and you fall asleep because you think you had an okay day, you didn't push yourself. And if you're going to start a business or you want to keep a business going, it's really about pushing oneself to the point of feeling uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. We don't learn much when we feel comfortable.
Right.
We learn the most when we push ourselves just that one more step to the point of being uncomfortable. And what I would promise you, if you're listening, that if you do that every single day, you're going to build quite a business. If you constantly on a daily basis challenge yourself and push yourself to take whatever you're working on to just that next level.
And we learn from our mistakes. And I always tell my clients we want to keep our tuition as low as possible. So we want to make an informed mistake.
Yeah.
Not just a wild
We have a saying around our place, and it's okay to be wrong, but don't be wrong for long. Yeah. And that's kind of it.
And then what do we learn from that mistake? And a team can usually learn more than one individual can. That goes to your process.
We've made mistakes in our business. Years ago, probably 2011, we thought it would be a good idea to open up a location in Cleveland, Ohio. That didn't work very well. but it didn't put us out of business. But certainly we've made errors, you know, but not to be wrong for long is the key.
Brian, tell us again, what's your website and how can folks get a hold of someone at Tundraland?
Tundraland.com, www.tundraland.com. You can always call us at 1-800-TUNDRALAND. We offer sunrooms, baths, replacement windows, our new line, Decks in a Day. If you have a beautiful backyard, you want to create an outdoor living space, give Tundraland a call.
And you've expanded to several locations now in Wisconsin. Where are you?
So we're in Milwaukee. We have a location in Madison, and we're opening up one in Wausau, and right here. And we cover the state with walk-in tubs, which is great for the older community.
Mm-hmm. And you do give a lot back to the community.
Yeah, we sure do. We try to. It's great.
To
I appreciate
it.
It's a great community.
And what's the next big event coming up?
My Love Music. Yep. Good. You want my tip?
Yeah.
That's what
quick.
I was going to ask you for.
Okay, you ready for my tip? Here we go. My tip is chaos drives revenue, discipline drives profits.
Okay. So set your goals, know where you want to go, and follow through.
There you go.
That means somebody has to be managing the cash flow.
That's right.
There we go.
Hey, Brian,
thanks a lot for being
on the show this morning. It was a pleasure to have you on. Always a lot of energy, and we appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. You've been listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM. We'll talk to you next week.